license. I got offered it in its really earliest inception, and one of my friends from 11 metres become a full licensed, you know, station, and he become an instructor and what have you. And he, you know, put a lot of people through, and he offered it to me, and oh no, I don't think that's me, you know, blah blah blah. And anyway, I thought about it. The time went on, work took over, you know, life took over, and then I thought about it again, and it was still, you know, it was still on offer, what he offered me. So kind of like contacted him and enrolled, and never looked back, you know. It's absolutely fantastic, and I owe it, you know, all to him really, for the seed. And obviously I had to put the work in, but again, it's nice, and when you can help other people along the way in the years over as well, it's really nice that you can do that as well. So I've done Raynet and put my time in with that, and helped with the repeater in the past, and all kinds of stuff. And it kind of, it's no other hobby like it, is there, in the world? There really isn't. It brings everyone together. And what other hobby could you be talking to? Astronauts, kings, presidents, actors, all walks of life, but you're all equal. Mike 9 DNC.
To Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. Yeah, totally. Absolutely. I did mine through Essex Ham, and I used to go out to sea quite a lot on sea kayaking, so I'd got myself a VHF radio, you know, a marine band, and I came in from that sort of direction. And but it's like, if there's any part of the hobby you get bored of, you just go to something else, don't you? You know, someone mentioned about FT8, and never really appealed to me. Not for it did or didn't. It wasn't a positive or a negative. I just hadn't thought about it. And it's like, I might give that a try. And there's so many variations. It just, you can just move on from one to another to another. I have to confess, I've got quite a potty mouth. And but being on the radio, I'm conscious about my swearing, and I make the efforts not to. And it's just that license that brings it for me to actually, you know, clip my wings, to watch how I'm saying things, and you know, just out of respect for other people, you know. So anyway, back for you.
Yeah, Mike 9 DNC. Well, working on the railway, you can imagine the amount of potty mouth there is. I've worked with some of the most toughest people, ex-fighters and all sorts, even people that have been on day release from prison. It's seen it all. But I've never felt the need to swear on air. It's really quite strange that it just doesn't register in my brain to do that. And it, you know, it's, I'm not a saint or anything, but when it comes to radio, there's an etiquette, I suppose, and we sort of stick to that. I don't even think I'm really conscious of that, to be fair, but yeah, you do have to watch what you say, you know, and what have you else. You can skirt right up to things as well. You can be quite creative that way, can't you? But I love it. I absolutely love it. I think for me it's the same talking to you now through this repeater, you know, a quarter of a mile up the road, to as if you was down in Australia. To me it's equally as exciting, and I think that's what I like about the hobby. Mike 9 DNC.
I've occasionally dropped a, you know, an expletive, you know, I'm apt to make me apologies, but I'm the same. I'm more conscious about how I'm, or how I'm, what I'm saying, And I've slipped up, you know, Vala was making apologies to it. But no, it doesn't bother me in the slightest, because I actually really like the etiquette. I like the politeness. And when I hear people that have argued or, you know, I just think it spoils it, I really do. Because if you've spent that time and effort getting your licence, what's the point of coming on the air and arguing? You know, I don't get it. You can have disagreements, or you can have good discussions, you know, where opinions may vary. You know, that's life. You're entitled to that. But to get into a row on the radio, what's the point? Why did you take your licence in the first place? You know, if you're feeling frustrated, say, thanks very much, 7-3, and turn the radio off. It's easy, you know what I mean? So, anyway, back to you before my tongue swells up.
Mike 9, DNC returning. It's a wonderful hobby, and it's what I'm proud of, I think, that I'd done it all those years ago, and my only regret is I didn't push myself at the time to got it together to do the full licence. That's what I should really have done. Time to do it. So I am looking into that. I would like to do it. I'm sort of laying the groundwork, so to speak, I suppose. To do that, it would be nice to reach the pinnacle of it, and it would be nice to offer a bit more into the hobby as well along the way, I think. I've got a question. You say you've got a small vertical, so like a helical aerial or something like that, you know, similar rubber ducky aerial on your ICOM 705. Have you got a counterpoise on it? How do you get these standing waves on the electrical to be low? I put them on mine, and they're off the scale for the standing waves.
Two Echo Zero India Papa Uniform. No, it's not rubber duck. It's telescopic. I believe it is Mike Romeo Whiskey. 222. So Mike Romeo Whiskey 222. And I, because I'm not far from Moonrakers, and I took the 705 up and said what I wanted to do. And I'm looking at mine now. I'm getting 1.5, and there is a counterpoise on it, which is about 19 inches, which goes in through. There's like a little earthing screw. I've put it in through there. Like I say, run the meter now. Get 1.5. But I'm only putting, I think I've got it down to about half a watt, I think, because it's going into the Shari node downstairs. I've got a wind camp frame on it as well. So sometimes it'll go up and down. Most I ever see is two, but, you know, half a watt into the, you know, it's not a killer. It's not going to blow it up. So, but yeah, it's Mike Romeo Whiskey 222. Back to you.
Yeah, I've got that Mike Romeo Whiskey 222, and your counterpoise helped with the standing waves, puts the missing bit in, I suppose. And you've got that 19 inches. Is that for 70 centimetres and 2 metres, is it?
Well, to be honest, Buggy, I only use it for the Shari node. If I'm going to, I've got a V2000 up on the roof of the house. So if I'm going to put the, if I'm going to go into doing anything else, then it doesn't matter. So I only use it into the Shari node, which is downstairs. So like I say, once I do anything else outside of it, I'll just plug in the main aerial from upstairs and do it that way. So it just doesn't count then. And then I'll use the 10 watts. Back to you.
Okay, is the 705 a 10 watt radio?
Yes, mate. might set up as a QRP radio, but it'll do pretty much all the bands. 2 meter single sideband. I'm trying to think of this. Just two. Well, I think it's pretty much all of the bands. I think it doesn't. I'd have to look. I can't quite remember. I'm pretty sure it does. Does it do 80 meters? I'm pretty sure it does. But it's a QRP radio.
QSL. Well, my radio I'm on now is the Yaesu Fox Tango X-Ray 1 Optima. I've got the I brought the whole thing as the Optima version. It comes with the 100 watt amplifier plus tuner built in, 4 HF. It's got 4 meters, 2 and 70, and obviously does 4.46 and all that stuff. But when I put a electrical aerial on, it the standing waves were like through the roof. And I'm like, well, what's going on here? It's not like the 817. You could put an aerial on that, no counterpoise, SWR, perfect, you know, pretty good, depending on what antenna you're using. And I figured it would be the same. For this, when you use the head, it's 5 watts on the battery, or if you use it with the DC cable that you can use with it, you know, can get 10 watts. Because the idea is you could buy the field, which is just the head unit, and it's 10 watts, you know, straight into a power supply or a suitable battery. Anyway, so I thought, well, you know, that's good for future use. It's good for sitting out in the garden, work the repeaters, maybe work some DX, you know, with 5 or 10 watts, you know, pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, my dreams of that was shattered with the standing waste, but, yeah, I've got to function a counterpoise when I use it with just the head unit. Like yourself, main antenna, you don't worry about all those things. It's just plug that straight into the back of the Optima, and I've got 50 watts. Fantastic. But portable use, it's a bit more cumbersome. I don't really like the idea of having a tail end hanging off the end of it and all the rest of it, but it's a must, isn't it? My 9DNC.
Echo Zero, India Puppy Uniform. What a cracking radio that is, mate. Yeah, no, I don't think he's made a bad choice there. The only reason I wanted to... Well, the good thing is, because I'm close to Moonrakers, I just rock up with, like, bits and pieces, and they find it really interesting. So I've rocked up with the 705, and I said to him in there, I went, oh, I want to do this. I said, I only want it for around the house. I said, so I've been just... Basically, when I'm chilled out in bed, I can just go into the showering node. And he's like, yeah, come on. He went, hold on a minute. He said, try this one. And we sort of whacked it on, tried it, and the SWR was right down. He said, go on. Anyway, so we closed it down, put it down a bit lower. You know, even if it was down, you could have telescopic bit, and you push it down slightly, and the SWR went straight off the scale. As soon as you pull it out to full extension, I'm looking at it now. I've got the SWR, I'm getting 1.5, but I'm only putting about half a watt in, and it goes downstairs. So it's working for me. But it's all about experimentation, isn't it? Back to you.
Are you 2 metres or 70 centimetres? Oh, okay, QSL. I really like 70 cents, actually. I love the audio from 70 centimetres. It's so nice. I used to notice that change when I was on handsets back in my novice days. You know, the tone on 70 centimetres used to be so much better. Yeah, it is a cracking radio. It's took me a while to literally play about with it all and see what it can do. It is got so much squeezed into it. The only problem I've got is that they should have made the head have an ATU. I think they should have had it there rather than on the Optima bit. But all said and done, if you you could, if you wanted to, put the Optima whole thing onto another battery outside and have an ATAS aerial by Yaesu, put that in, and you wouldn't even need an ATU, it'd do it all for you with the